Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Another day and another dollar as we bring you another edition of High School Softball here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Hiawatha, home of the Red Hawks. We're back in the Big 7 as they welcome in the Blue Jays of Sabetha. Very good afternoon. 78 degrees, not a cloud in the sky as we get set just moments away from the first pitch between these two teams. Hiawatha coming in 2-11 overall. They are 2-8 in Big 7 league play. They are coming off a two-game sweep at the hands of Holton, as the Wildcats leading the Big 7 right now as they're undefeated in league play. Those were two 15-0 Holton wins on Monday. Sabetha, they come in 7 wins and 7 losses. Same goes 500 inside league play. They're 5-5. They have won 5 straight, coming off a sweep over Riverside on Monday. Those wins were 15-0 and 11-0. Let's dive into the starting lineups for this one as we bring you game 1 of this doubleheader here this afternoon. We'll start with the road team and the Blue Jays from Sabetha. They'll go like this. Alexia Hayden is the pitcher and leading things off. Kenzie Meyer is the senior catcher batting second. Laura Edelman is a sophomore playing shortstop and batting third. The designated player in the cleanup spot is junior Caitlin Poe. Aaron Bolts is a freshman playing third base and batting fifth. Hadley Argabright, a senior center fielder, batting sixth. McKenna Haberkamp is a junior first baseman batting seventh. At the eighth spot, Trinity Detweiler, the junior second baseman, rounding things out offensively in the ninth spot. Kennedy Mitchell, a senior right fielder, and Hallie Mitchell, a freshman, is going to be playing defense. She will be in left field, with Poe being the designated player. So again, for Sabetha, it is Hayden the pitcher, Meyer the catcher, Edelman the shortstop, Poe the designated player, Bolts the third baseman, Argabright the center fielder, Haberkamp at first, Detweiler at second, and Mitchell in right. For Hiawatha, they'll lead off with Darcy Lears, the junior shortstop, batting first. Grace Jones, the junior third baseman, is batting second. Paige Campbell, the right fielder, she is a junior batting third. Lakin Leipold, the senior left fielder in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is Bryn Williams, the junior pitcher. Grace Morey is a junior, and she is playing in center field and batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, Kendra Lay, a senior, and playing at second base. In the eighth spot, Hannah Twombly, a junior and playing first base. And rounding things out, Sydney Johansson, a senior and catching. So again, for Hiawatha, it is Lears at short, Jones at third, Campbell in right, Leipold in left, Williams pitching, Morey in center, Lay at second, Twombly at first, and Johansson is the catcher. Again, thank you so much, Brandon Tadman with you, and Kirk Kilman back in our studios, not too far from here in Hiawatha. Again, 78 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and boy, we got up early this morning, and the weather bug was saying the chance of possible rain in the forecast today, but that is totally not true, as there has not been a cloud in the sky really all day, and really since the morning hours, and it is picture perfect as, once again, 78 degrees as we get set for first pitch, as the Red Hawks take the field, and we'll have a couple of warm-up pitches. Again, that will be Bryn Williams, the junior, who will be inside the circle for game number one. As Hiawatha, again, it's been kind of a struggle this year. Just 2 wins, 11 losses to this point. They were 9-12 a year ago, and they swept the matchup with Sabetha last year. Those wins were 14-8 and 5-4. They have lost 3 straight, but back on the 21st, they did split at Riverside, winning game one 9-5, and then losing game 2. That final was 9-8. So again, defensively here for Hiawatha, it'll be Williams inside the circle, Johansson catching, Jones at third, Lears at short, Lay at second, Twombly at first, and then left field to right field, Leipold, Morey, and Campbell. Sabetha will lead things off with Alexia Hayden, followed by Kenzie Meyer and Laura Edelman. If one of those three are able to get on, then Caitlin Poe. The all-blue uniforms for Sabetha, the all-black uniforms for the Red Hawks. And here we go as we're grinding away and grinding down. Just a couple of weeks really left here in the regular season. We'll have just a few more regular season broadcasts. Before you know it, we'll be in regional mode, and we'll have plenty of coverage once we get to regionals for baseball and softball. But here we go. Williams inside the circle. It's Alexia Hayden from the right side, and she fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Hayden pitching today. Again, bats from the right side, getting the check down the third baseline at the third base coach. Plays in the box, closed on her stance, no wiggle with the bat at all. Defense fairly straight up, infield to outfield. Williams pitch, swung on and missed, and looks like Hayden got a little piece of it and out of the glove of Johansson, but quickly the count is no balls and two strikes. Williams back in, the 0-2, ground ball left side, but fouled just by a foot or two. It was very close to potentially being down the line. But we'll do it again at 0-2. Good crowd on hand. A lot of people showing up here just at the start of this ball game. No balls, two strikes. Williams inside the circle, the pitch. Hayden pops it up. It's going to be in foul territory, and just missing. It was right on the fence line, but it stayed in play, but it lands foul. And a chance for Jones at third to make the play. She could not. And once again, another pitch coming up at 0-2. Meyer on deck, just getting going. No score. Sabetha's first batter. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. And the count, one ball and two strikes. So Alexia Hayden battling here to start the ball game. Here's the pitch from Williams. Off speed, high and away. And she's fouled a couple off and has worked it back to even at 2-2. This one is fouled straight back. Stays inside the fence line, but no chance for a play. And continuing the battle here with the first batter with Williams and Hayden. Two balls, two strikes. Williams gets the sign on the rubber, delivers. Ground ball ripped and just barely foul. And another one that could have potentially been extra bases for Hayden down the third base line, but just snuck foul. And we'll do it again at 2-2. So a long battle here with Hayden and Williams to start. Bryn Williams inside the circle, the 2-2. Upstairs and gets by the catcher Johansson. And now the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. What a battle here for Hayden. Let's see what comes here on 3-2. Upstairs, ball four. So what a battle to start for Alexia Hayden, and she works a leadoff walk. That brings up Kinsey Meyer, the senior catcher. Just like Hayden, bats from the right side. Fairly straight up with her stance, plays in the box. Swung on and missed at the first pitch, 0-1. Sabetha can certainly score it. They have scored double figures in quite a few of their games this year. Swung on and missed, now 0-2. A couple good pitches here by Bryn Williams. Opened the season back in late March, big wins over Pleasant Ridge, 17-1 and 18-1. They were then swept at the hands of Marysville. Barely getting a piece, fouling it back to stay alive. Meyer does it 0-2. They were also, following that Marysville sweep, they were swept by Royal Valley. And then we're swept by Holton, but they have won five straight, splitting with Perry and then coming off back-to-back sweeps over Jeff West and most recently Riverside. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, but tailing out of play, and it will go foul. And Meyer again having a battle here with two strikes, 0-2. With Hayden at first, nobody out, just getting going, no score. Top of the first inning. Hiawatha and Sabetha, some big seven softball for you here this afternoon. So Hayden at first, here's the 0-2, foul back again. So the first two batters here with Hayden and Meyer have roughly combined for about just a quick guess, maybe seven or eight foul balls, and really working Bryn Williams here early on. Another two-strike pitch. That skips in the dirt. Hayden's going to try for two when she gets in there, sliding in safely as Johansson tried to throw it from her knees and just couldn't get it there in time. And a stolen base for Alexia Hayden, and she's in scoring position with nobody out. And the count now 1-2 to Kenzie Meyer. Here's the 1-2. Fouled back again. As Williams already thrown a lot of pitches here early on, and still just the second batter she has faced. Now with Hayden, that was a double-digit at-bat in terms of pitches thrown. She had fouled off about four or five and then worked a full count as Meyer hits this one high and out of play and nearly caught by a fan, but they're going to throw this one back in play, and they'll just use that one again. So it stays at 1-2. And really couldn't have asked for a better day in a busy day for baseball and softball here in the area. And it looks like the rain is holding off and really till tomorrow as this pitch by Williams skips in the dirt inside and it goes to 2-2. So the first two batters started down 0-2. Hayden worked it to full. Now this one is 2-2. This one is slapped to center field. Going back is Morey, the center fielder, but has room to make the catch. Hayden will tag, try to go to third. Pretty good throw, but the slide is just under the tag. Hayden's speed able to get there, but that's the first out as Meyer flies out to center field. So a runner at third, one down. Laura Edelman, the sophomore shortstop, will get ready for an RBI chance here with the runner at third, trying to get Zabetha on the scoreboard here in the first inning. Just like the first two, batting from the right side. Open hunter stance. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Upstairs. And off speed. Edelman was out in front. Here's the 0-1. That one skips in the dirt. It's going to get by. Hayden's going to try to score, and she slides in safely. So plenty of speed by Alexia Hayden to work around the base paths and it's a walk, a stolen base, advancing on the fly out to third, and then scoring on the pass ball. 1-0 Zabetha here in the first. Now one out, nobody on. And a 1-1 count here to Laura Edelman. Here's Williams' pitch. Just a bit upstairs. And the count now 2-1. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Caitlin Poe, the designated player, due up next. Zabetha has struck first here in the ball game. Top of the first. They lead it 1-0. Alexia Hayden scoring on a pass ball from third. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and there's the second out. First strikeout for Bryn Williams here in the ball game. So Caitlin Poe, an opportunity here with two outs, nobody on. Zabetha scratched one across here in the frame. They lead it 1-0. First pitch from Williams. Check swing, but hits the bat and is fouled away. And the count is 0-1. A sweep for Zabetha tonight would match their win total from last season. They were 9-10 a year ago. 7 wins coming into tonight. Another check swing and did not pull back in time, so Poe quickly down in the count 0-2 is Williams trying to get out of here with limited damage done. That's from the right side. Tad open on her stance. The 0-2. Just missing inside. And the count is 1-2. But Zabetha again playing probably their best ball of the season. 5 straight wins coming in and a low pitch, but it's called strike three. So 2 strikeouts in the inning for Williams as Poe is down looking. But Zabetha does get one across. No hits and nobody left on. We've played half an inning. It's Zabetha 1. Hiawatha coming up.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Happening inning in the books here from Hiawatha, home of the Redhawks, as we got some Big 7 softball for you here this afternoon. Sabetha scratching one run across on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Alexia Hayden, the lone run for the Blue Jays, opened up the game with a walk, stole second, advanced to third on a sacrifice fly, and then was able to score on a pass ball. The 1-0 Blue Jays, Hiawatha will send up Darcy Lears, Grace Jones, Paige Campbell here in the first, and if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Lakin Leipold. Defensively for Sabetha, Meyer catching, Hayden is pitching, Bolts at third, Edelman at short, Detweiler at second, Haberkamp at first. The Mitchells, the corner outfielders, Hallie Mitchell in left, Kennedy Mitchell in right, and then Arger Bright in center field. First pitch fouled away, strike one. Darcy Lears bats from the right side. Tad open on her stance. Count 0-1 here by Hayden. The pitch off speed and got her out in front and missing everything there. And Lears needs to protect down in the count 0-2. Here's the pitch. Another off speed. This one upstairs, but missing. And the count is 1-2. Quick call inside the circle. Off speed upstairs. And the count goes from 0-2 to 2-2. Hiawatha, 2 wins, 11 losses so far this year. Again, it's been kind of a struggle, but looking to pick things up here down the stretch. That one missing upstairs, and the count moves full at 3-2. They lost both games to Holton on a Monday, the defending Big 7 league champs, as this one is fouled away on 3-2, so Lears will get another with the count full. Last season, Hiawatha, 9 wins, 12 losses. They were 500 in Big 7 league play. This year, they are 2-8. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's a ground ball left side. Edelman has it. Time throw in time. And that's the first out, 6-3. And that'll bring up Grace Jones, the third baseman. So Jones will also bat on the right side. The junior playing third here today. Fairly straight up with her stance. Here's the first offering, ground ball but foul. And the count is 0-1. So Alexia Hayden hits the sign, fires, swung on and missed. High cheese getting by. And the count is 0-2. Back-to-back hitters. Hayden has jumped in front 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, but it gets away. Meyer has no shot of getting the runner down there at first as Jones is able to beat it out and will reach first via the strikeout. And so still one out, and now Jones at first base. Now Paige Campbell will step in, the junior right fielder. That's from the right side. Tad closed on her stance. Jones at first, one out here in the bottom of the first. Sabetha with a 1-0 lead. Here's Hayden's pitch. Ground ball right side. Detweiler has it. They will try to get the play at second. It pops out of the glove. Everyone is going to be safe. Edelman, the shortstop, upset. That's going to be an E6. And what would have been a fielder's choice, they were trying to get the runner at second base, but Jones gets to third when Detweiler's exchange to Edelman popped out of her glove. And then Campbell on first via the fielder's choice, and now Leipold steps in, ground ball right side, and it finds the hole into right field for a hit, and we're tied at one. It's an RBI single. So Jones will score from third base. Leipold drives in the run, and Campbell goes from first to third. So after a ground out and then a strikeout, Jones was able to get to first on the pass ball. Here's a swing and a miss as Bryn Williams steps in, and Leipold is able to steal second, so now runners at second and third with one down. And the game tied here 1-1. Williams from the right side, Hayden's pitch, skips in the dirt, good stop by Meyer, the catcher. And the count is 11, one ball and one strike. So good bounce back here, base hits. We'll give the Red Hawks the lead here in the first. There's a nice contact, but foul down the right side. Here the Sabetha dugout. Williams down in the count, 1-2. Campbell at third, Leipold at second. Still just one out here in the bottom of the first. Off speed upstairs, it's going to get by. Here's a play at the plate, and not in time. 2-1, Hiawatha, as Campbell scores on the pass ball. And Leipold able to advance to third. Hiawatha with a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the first, coming back nicely after giving up one to start the ball game. Still just one out. And Leipold at third. 2-1 Hiawatha. Bryn Williams down, 1-2, slaps this one foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Hayden inside the circle. The pitch. Missing upstairs. Now even Stevens at 2-2. Grace Morey on deck, the junior center fielder. Hayden trying to get a big out here. And this one is hit to the right side, but it's going to stay in the infield. No advance, as it's a little pop out to the second baseman, Detweiler. Leipold has to hold it third, and now there are two outs. And now it's up to Grace Morey to try to get Leipold home from third. 2-1 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the first. Runner at third, two down. Morey steps in, and this first pitch skips in there for ball one. Lears led off this inning, grounding out to short. Grace Jones struck out, but the ball got away, and she was able to get down to first. Campbell reached via an error. And a Leipold with an RBI single, and then Campbell was able to score on a pass ball. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. Or correction, the count is now 3-0. Not the last one was called a strike. It was not, so Morey really out in front now with a 3-0 count. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. So a four-pitch walk, and the inning continues. The second walk of the ball game between the two teams, and now runners at the corners for Kendra Lay, the senior second baseman. So Hayden trying to get out of this inning with just a one-run deficit. She needs just one out here. First pitch is fouled away by Lay, and it's 0-1. Leipold at third, Morey at first. 2-1 Hiawatha, bottom of the first. Trying to add more. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side, playable for Detweiler. Lifts, fires to first in time, and that'll do it for the Redhawks in the home half of the first. But they take the lead, they score two, and they lead Sabetha 2-1 here on KNCA.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
It's time to clean out your freezer and get ready for the Garrett Country Mart 4-day massive meat sale, May 5th through 8th. Come stock up and save on beef, pork, and chicken at prices that Garrett Country Mart has not seen for years. You won't want to miss this massive meat sale, May 5th through 8th. So make room and get ready to stock up and save. Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha will be celebrating their 50th year in business this coming June. Always great food and great experienced people at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast, the Big 7 League softball this afternoon. One inning in the books here in Hiawatha. Redhawks with a 2-1 lead over Sabetha. They had their two runs on just one hit. Sabetha had an error, which led to a run, and Redhawks left two on base to end that inning. So a 2-1 lead for the Redhawks as we start the top of the second. Bolts, Argabright, and Haberkamp. Bolts takes ball one from Bryn Williams. Williams works quick. Here's the pitch. A half-hearted check swing and collecting on nothing there. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Couldn't have asked for a better afternoon as this delivery is swung on and missed. And Bolts down in the count one and two. It was 78 degrees at first pitch. A little bit of a breeze as this one's fouled and out of play and off the rooftop here where we sit in the press box. High and outside to Bolts. Count evens up 2-2. So three runs combined in the first inning by both teams. 2-1 Hiawatha and just one hit recorded between those two in that frame. Here's one that's popped up infield and second baseman Lay comes in a few steps to make the catch and there's one out here in the top of the second. Hadley Argabright, senior center fielder, steps in. That's from the right side. Nobody on, one out, top two. 2-1 Redhawks. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Four, strike one. Not seen a left-handed batter yet between the two teams. That one catching the outside corner, looking, strike two. Swung on and missed. Strike three call. Probably would have been a strike three looking if she had not have swung, but it is a strikeout. And two up, two down here in the frame. That's the third strikeout by Williams. That brings up McKenna Haberkamp. How about the Royals coming back in? They get a victory this afternoon in Chicago. Pitch to Haberkamp, swung on and missed, strike one. They won it 5-2 over the White Sox as they win that series 2-1, and they return home to take on the Yankees for a weekend set. Count now 1-1. That delivery to Haberkamp was low. The Royals had a 2-1 lead, and Josh Stallmont gave up a run in the eighth. The Royals win it in 10. Swung on and missed there, and Haberkamp down in the count 1 and 2 as Williams trying to breeze through with a 1-2-3 frame. Here's the pitch. and it's hit into the air and foul. Nearly caught by Williams running towards the third base line, but lands and skips foul, so we'll do it again at 1-2. Williams back in, gets the call, fires, strike three call, inside corner, make it four strikeouts for Bryn Williams, and it's three up, three down frame here in the top of the second, so no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We've played an inning and a half, Red Hawks 2, Hiawatha in Hiawatha to Bethel 1.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you the customer are the owner.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Cats here this afternoon of Big 7 League softball. Hiawatha batting here in the bottom of the second, leading Sabetha 2-1. Hannah Twombly, the junior first baseman, leads off. First pitch from Hayden is low for ball one. 8-9-1 in the order here for Hiawatha in the second. Another one that skips in the dirt, ball two. So Twombly jumps out in front, 2-0. Twombly, Johansson, and Lears. And then Jones, if one of those three are able to get on. Infield pretty straight up as this one sails over the head of the catcher Meyer and to the backstop, and a 3-0 count, and really all three of these pitches not close. First two in the dirt and that one way upstairs. So let's see how Hayden tries to bounce back after missing with three, and that one is low for ball four. So a four-pitch walk, and Hannah Twombly is on first to lead off this inning. That brings up the nine-hole hitter and Sydney Johansson. Bats from the right side. First pitch from Hayden in there for strike one. That's the second walk issued by Hayden so far in the ballgame. Here's the 0-1. Hit back up the middle, but it's going to stay in the infield, and they're going to be able to get the out at second base, so it's a fielder's choice as Twombly is out at second. Johansson to first now with the fielder's choice. So a runner at first, one down, and back to the top of the order with Darcy Lears. We got a meeting between the umpire and one of the Hiawatha coaches. It looks like maybe an issue with the roster or something. They're going over the roster right now. I think we're going to have a courtesy runner here for Hiawatha. That'll be Contreras. So Contreras now takes over running at first for Johansson. And back to it. Hayden's pitch. That one skips in the dirt. for ball one to Darcy Lears, who grounded out to shortstop, her first at bat last inning. 0 for 1 on the day. On the right side, open on her stance, Hayden's pitch upstairs. Quick throw to first, and now in a pickle, throw to second, it gets into left field. And let's see if Contreras tries for third. She will not. So Contreras able to get up to second base. And she is in scoring position here with one out. There's a strike that nips the outside corner. And the count is 2-1. Here to Darcy Lears, the leadoff hitter for the Redhawks. Runner at second and one down here in the second. Swings at one upstairs and almost landed right next to me. But skips away, you probably heard it. And the count is 2-2. 2-1 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Off speed. Swung on and missed. And Lears, strikeout victim number 2 by Alexia Hayden. And there are 2 outs here in the inning. This one is hit towards the third base side by Grace Jones on the first pitch, and it's caught by Bolts at third, and that's going to end the inning. So runner at second with one down gets held there, and at the end of 2, it's Hiawatha 2, Sabetha 1 here on KNZA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Mother's Day is May 8th, and Village Sampler in Sabetha is the place to get the perfect gift for Mom. Whether it's fresh flowers and hanging baskets, or she likes soaps, lotions, and home decor, Village Sampler can help. They even have something for the mom that just simply has a sweet tooth, individually wrapped mini bunk cakes from Buzz Cafe. Call 284-2327 to pre-order. Village Sampler, your hometown florist at 911 Main Street in Sabetha. Village Sampler, your Mother's Day headquarters, open Monday through Friday 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to noon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3rd inning we go. Hiawatha 2, Sabetha 1. Big 7 League softball this afternoon on KNZA. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. 8-9-1 in the order here for the Blue Jays. Detweiler, Kennedy Mitchell, and Alexia Hayden. First pitch by Williams, low and inside, ball 1. Still no hits for Sabetha, although they do have a run on the board. Hit to the right side, but trickles foul. And the count evened at 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball gets by and that one skips in the dirt, low and inside. The count evens up at 2-2. Williams struck out the last 2 batters in the second, and she struck out 2 in the first. So 4 strikeouts already for Bryn Williams, and a chance here for another. High fly ball, right side, tailing towards foul territory, and the catch is going to be made by Twombly at first. And a foul out first base side for out number 1. And the number 9 hitter, the freshman Kennedy Mitchell, playing in right field today. Stands in there. First pitch hits her on the left hip, and she will take first base. So Mitchell hit by the pitch, takes first. And to the top of the order we go with Alexia Hayden, who walked to lead off the game and scored the lone run for Sabetha. Stole second and was able to advance to third on a fly out to center field and was able to score on a pass ball. Throw down to first, just keeping the runner Mitchell honest. Slides back safely. First pitch was a ball. Swung on and missed here. Or correction, that first pitch was a strike. So Hayden is down in the count 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Got her. Strike three looking, catching the inside corner. And quickly two outs. Now five strikeouts for Bryn Williams. Kenzie Meyer will try to keep the inning alive. She flew out to center field her first time up. Mitchell at first with two down. First pitch a bit high, ball one. So we mentioned the Royals getting a win today. And see if the Chiefs can get a win tonight. First round of the NFL draft. They got 29 and 30. This one gets away. Here's a throw to second. Not in time. As Mitchell advances to scoring position with two down. Count 2-1 on Meyer, and that one nearly got her. Or correction, 3-0, not 2-1. It's 3-0 now after that one nearly hit Meyer, so Williams throws one just a bit outside, ball four. So Meyer walks, and now two on and two outs. Go-ahead run at first, the tying run at second, and Edelman steps in, who struck out swinging her first time up. Chance here to maybe tie the game at least for Sabetha, down 2-1 here in the third. First pitch is inside for ball one. The five straight balls thrown here by Williams after striking out Hayden on three pitches. There's still no hits, although now three base runners in the game for the Blue Jays. Two walks and a batter that was hit by a pitch. This one was fouled back by Edelman. The count is 1-1. Edelman can do something. Caitlin Poe will be due up next. Hiawatha leading 2-1 here in the top of the third. That one is slapped to right center field, and that's going to find the gap, and that's going to find the wall. One run is in, and they're going to try to advance the second runner home, and she is safe as well. As Meyer will score from first, it's a two RBI double for Laura Edelman. And on one swing of the bat, Sabetha retakes the lead. It is now 3-2. So Mitchell scores from second, Meyer from first. A two RBI double to right center field. And Caitlin Poe is due up next as Sabetha has jumped back in front as they lead it 3-2. That's their actual first hit of the ball game. Pitch by Williams, catching the outside corner, strike one, and Poe, second time up, she struck out looking to end the first. So two runs across, Sabetha has taken the lead back 3-2. Swung on and missed at the high cheddar. Poe upset with herself on that one. Thought she missed an opportunity. Now has to protect it 0-2. Williams trying to get out with no more than giving up two. Ground ball right side. It's going to try to squeak through the hole. Played by the second baseman. She can't make a play, and she gets up to her feet late, and the runner's going to score from second. So Edelman scores to make it 4-2. It was a slow ground ball between first and second, and it split between Leigh and Twombly. Now we get a meeting inside the circle with the infield and pause in the action as no play was really made. It'll go down as a single and an RBI. Lay at second base, again, picked up the ball right on the dirt, the edge of the outfield, and kind of fell down a little bit, tried to sweep it over to first base, couldn't get it out of her glove, and at that point she was on the ground and went ahead and sent Edelman home from third, and she was able to score. Now Sabetha's lead is 4-2. So three across here in the frame, and Sabetha leads it by two, still working as Aaron Boltz will step in. Takes one low and in the dirt. Ball gets away. Throw by Lears to second. Not in time. Or correction, Johansson to Lears at second. And Poe is there safely. So now another runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch by Williams. Catching the outside corner. Count one ball and one strike here to Aaron Boltz, who popped out the second her first time up. Here's the pitch, low and in the dirt, and this one gets away. Now another opportunity for a steal, and out at third as Johansson guns down Poe at third, trying to get another steal on a pass ball. This time Johansson has none of it, but the damage is done. Sabetha tallies three. They lead here at Hiawatha 4-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Three, four, and five due up this inning for Hiawatha. Sabetha retakes the lead at the end of the top of the third inning. They scored three runs on two hits. They lead here at Hiawatha 4-2 as we hit the bottom of inning number three. Campbell, Leipold, and Williams due up this inning for the Red Hawks as they try to bounce back and get a run or two back in this frame. First pitch upstairs from Hayden is ball one. Campbell reached on a fielder's choice and scored one of the two runs in the first for the Red Hawks. She takes this one low and the count is 2-0. Here's the pitch by Hayden. That one is upstairs. Now 3-0. So Hayden, at times, she's been all over the place. Some of these batters, she's either on or not on. A lot of her pitches have gone upstairs, and that one is high right there, ball four. And another walk issued, and the Red Hawks have their leadoff hitter on with Campbell, and now Lakin Leipold steps in, singled in an RBI in the first. 4-2 Sabetha here, bottom of the third. Slow ground ball left side. Edelman, the shortstop, has it. Throw to second, off the glove and into right field. Here's a play at third and under the tag. Safe, as everyone's going to be safe. As Campbell makes it all the way to third base, Leipold reaches on the fielder's choice, but that's going to be an error by the second baseman, Detweiler. So the second error by Sabetha here defensively today, and now Hiawatha in business, down two here in the third. They got runners at second and third with nobody out. Bryn Williams, opportunity here. Fouls it straight back, strike one. far, 4 runs, 2 hits for Sabetha, 2 runs, and just 1 hit for Hiawatha. Here's the pitch. Skips in the dirt, gets away. Runners are going to try to advance, and they will with ease. And just like that, it's a 1-run game. 4-3, Sabetha's lead at trim to 1 as Campbell scores on the pass ball. And Leipold now is at third base. Now base hit would tie the game. That one is upstairs. Gets snagged by Meyer, the catcher. Keep that one from going to the backstop as Leipold was ready to take off for home and send a dart back to third real quick. 1-1 here to Bryn Williams. Popped out to second, her first time up. Ground ball to the pitcher, and now they got Leipold in a rundown as Hayden throws back to third. Now to home, trying to run her back to third. And the pickle's still alive, and the ball gets away, and Leipold's going to be safe. And Williams is able to get all the way to third. What a sequence. So we're tied at 4, and the go-ahead run is standing at third base. So we'll have another courtesy runner in for the pitcher Williams. I think it'll be, take a look at the roster here. It's going to be Maddie Simmons, a freshman. So Simmons now the courtesy runner. What a bizarre start to the inning. So now Grace Morey walked in the first. Base hit would give Hiawatha the lead back. First pitch gets away, gets to the backstop, and there it is. The lead run comes across the score as courtesy runner Simmons does her job. So the first three that have come up here in this inning have all come around to score, and still no outs recorded. So now Hiawatha leads it 5-4 here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch by Hayden, and that one is in the dirt, and her body language is just not ideal if you're a coach watching your player out there. She just seems very frustrated with not being able to locate so far. There's a ground ball left side, scooped up by Edelman, throw across the diamond in time, and a much-needed out recorded here in the inning, first one. So one out, nobody on. Kendra Lay, the second baseman, steps up. She grounded out the second, her first time up. She was the last batter in the first inning. So 0-1 on the day. Here's Hayden's first pitch. Hits straight up into the air. Catcher has it, and it's a little pop out to the catcher, Meyer. And quickly, an important second out. And that brings up Hannah Twombly. Twombly walked and was thrown out at second base on a fielder's choice in the second. She hits one high and down the right field line and sails into foul territory and going to be strike one. Campbell, Leipold, Williams, the first three up in this inning, all came around to score. Neither of them collecting a hit. That one gets away, ball one. Campbell reached on a walk, Leipold a fielder's choice, and Williams got on because she grounded it to the pitcher and then got Leipold in a run down at third, and she was able to score. Now the count. Believe it's 2-1. The umpire didn't flash the signal after that pitch. Here's the offering that skips in the dirt and gets away. Confirming the, even the home plate umpire was confirming the count with the first base umpire. Here's the pitch upstairs. Boy, not even close, and the count is now full at 3-2. So that was the 2-2 pitch. The Twombly has it full, 3-2, two outs here in the bottom of the third. Three have come across for the Redhawks. They have retaken the lead at 5-4 over Sabetha. Currently nobody on. That one's upstairs, ball four. So another walk issued, second one this inning. And Sydney Johansson will step in. Reached on a fielder's choice in her first at-bat in the second. The Twombly at first, two down, three across here in the frame, 5-4 Hiawatha. Here's the pitch, upstairs, throw to first, not in time. Smart play by Meyer. Haverkamp nearly got the tag down in time, but Twombly was able to just slide under it to get back safely. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, foul territory, but playable. First baseman Haverkamp has it, and that will retire the side. But Hiawatha does the damage. They score three to retake the lead. They are on top of Sabetha 5-4 as we head to the fourth here on KNZA.
Flatbed drivers, CAMTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Lloyd's Truck Repair is celebrating 40 years in business and thankful for all the local support and a great team of employees, many of whom have been working at Lloyd's Truck Repair for 20 or 30 years. Proud to be the trusted choice for truck repairs on the road or in the field. Lloyd's Truck Repair, Junction 75 and 36. South of Sabetha.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And to the fourth inning we go. Hiawatha 5, Sabetha 4. Big 7 softball league matchup. And the Redhawks with 5 runs on 1 hit. It was an RBI single by Lakin Leipold in the first, but a few walks, a couple fielder's choice plays as well, a hit batter. Runs scored on pass balls, and it's been kind of an odd game as Williams' first pitch to Aaron Boltz is in there for strike one. Boltz pops out the second or first time up. Sabetha has 4 runs on 2 hits. So 9 runs combined on just 3 hits between these two teams. That one skips in the dirt, rolls to the backstop, count 1-1. Boltz, Argabright, and Haverkamp do up this inning for the Blue Jays, trying to retake the lead after giving it up the last half inning. Here's the pitch. Hit well, center field, playable. Morey back a few steps, makes the catch, and that's the first out here in the inning. Hadley Argabright, senior center fielder, up next. She struck out in her first at-bat. One out, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning. Redhawks with a 5-4 lead here over Sabetha. Williams' first pitch. Flashing a bunt and a diving catch made in a collision between Williams and Jones on the third baseline. And Williams is slow to get up. She made the catch as Jones was charging in from third on the bunt attempt. And it looks like everyone's okay as Williams has a little limp to her as she tries to get back inside the circle, but what a play to hang on to it. And Argabright's out number 2, and just like that, 2 up, 2 down, and that brings up Haverkamp. So Williams looks to be okay after a tough collision there with the third baseman Jones. 2 up, 2 down here in the frame. First pitch to Haverkamp upstairs, ball 1. Williams trying to record her second 1-2-3 inning. There's a strike that hits Broadway. Count goes to 1-1. She went 1-2-3 in the second with the exact three batters that she has faced here. That is swung on and missed. In the second, got Bolts to pop out and then went back-to-back strikeouts with Argerbright and Haverkamp. Bolts flew out to center. Argerbright bunted out. Now Haverkamp down 1-2. Here's the pitch. Just missing outside, and it evens up at 2-2. 5-4. Hiawatha, a one-run lead here in the top of the fourth. Swung on and missed, and that's strike three. And that is a 1-2-3 inning. So we have now played 3.5 here in Sabetha. The home team Redhawks 5, Blue Jays 4.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
If everyone in your family loves pizza and you want a quick meal with no prep and no cleanup, take advantage of the April special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater special for just $17.99 all month. Then add some breadsticks, wings, or dessert. The Pizza Bakery is known for great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, call 486-2602. Make it a pizza night and take advantage of the April Meat Eaters special at the Pizza Bakery. Open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So, Sabetha is going to bring in a new pitcher. It'll be Caitlin Poe. So defensively, I believe it should be all the same here. I think for the most part for Sabetha, as Poe was the designated player. But now Poe will take over for Hayden, who pitched three innings and gave up just one hit, but five runs came across to score. Hayden had multiple wild pitches. And just, it seemed like the accuracy not quite there for Alexia Hayden this afternoon, and Poe will try to keep the game at a one-run affair as it's 5-4 Hiawatha here as we start the bottom of the fourth, and it's the top of the order with Lears, Jones, and Campbell. So Poe fires the first. Low and inside, ball one. Lears 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Here's the pitch. Allen in there for strike one off speed and bends into the inside corner. Hiawatha, two runs in the first, three in the third. Batting here in the fourth with a 5-4 lead. Ground ball and snagged by Poe inside the circle. Would have been a base hit, but quick reflexes by Poe, and there is one out here in the inning. The Lears now 0-3, and that brings up Grace Jones, who struck out in the first, popped out to third base. Her second time up, she's 0-2. First pitch by Poe. Upstairs, ball one. Again, this has just been kind of an odd game so far with how it's played out. Nine runs total, and just three hits between the two teams. There's a slow roller scooped up by the first baseman and covered over there nicely by the second baseman, and that's Detweiler, and quickly two up and two down. And Paige Campbell steps in, who reached and scored on a fielder's choice in the first, and then walked and scored in the third. She has scored two of the five Hiawatha runs. And this one is hit well to left field. And back towards the fence, and it's gone! The junior right fielder, Paige Campbell, goes yard to left field. She'll be greeted by her teammates at home, and Hiawatha tacks on another. They lead it 6-4. So after two quick outs, a line drive home run to left field by Paige Campbell. And an extra run for the Red Hawks. Now their lead is 2. It's 6-4. So two outs, nobody on. Lakin Leipold steps in. She had the RBI single in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored her last time up. And then there's a ground ball that's going to find its way into left field. That took a tough hop for Edelman. And that was a very tough play to make. So since I am the only one up here, it looks to be kind of keeping track. I'm going to go ahead and put that down kind of unofficially as a single by Leipold, which would be her second hit of the ball game. That brings up Bryn Williams. So two outs, one on. One run across here for Hiawatha. 6-4 their lead here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch by Poe is outside, ball one. Williams popped out the second, her first time up, and then reached on a fielder's choice and scored the final of the three runs last inning. Here's the pitch by Poe, fouled straight back. Count evens up at one ball and one strike. Hiawatha mentioned earlier it's been a tough year for him so far, just two wins, 11 losses, but playing well here this afternoon, trying to gather some momentum with just a couple weeks left here in the regular season. Here's the pitch by Poe upstairs. And Williams jumps in front, 2-1. Williams able to do something here. Grace Morey will be due up next. There's a strike and a steal attempt, and the out is made. Beautiful throw by Meyer, the catcher. And Leipold is caught stealing second base. So that wraps up the inning, but a highlight here by Paige Campbell, a solo home run to left field, another run tacked on by Hiawatha. They lead it 6-4 as we head to the top of the fifth inning.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
One run on a couple of hits for Hiawatha in the bottom of the fourth. Their lead is 6-4 over Sabetha as we have reached the fifth inning of play here from Hiawatha. It was Paige Campbell, a solo home run, the highlight last half inning for the Red Hawks as they have a two-run lead to start the fifth. Trinity Detweiler takes ball one from Williams. Detweiler, her first at bat, fouled out first base side in foul territory her first time up. Pitch by Bryn Williams. Outside, it's 3-0. See if the Jays can start a rally here. Still three innings to go, 5, 6, and 7. That one skips in the dirt for ball four. And a leadoff walk, and the first time Detweiler's on today. Kennedy Mitchell, the right fielder, steps in. She was hit by a pitch her first at-bat and came around to score one of the three runs in the three-run third inning by the Blue Jays. They scored one in the first, three in the third. First pitch off speed, quick throw to first, not in time. Mitchell jumps in front, 1-0. Hiawatha got two in the first, three in the third, one in the fourth. 6-4 their lead, swung on and missed by Mitchell. Count goes 2-1-1. Williams back inside, pitches in there, catching the outside corner. And now Williams in a good spot, ahead in the counts on Mitchell at 1-2. The pitch, just missing upstairs. Mitchell wanted to swing, but checked in time, and it's 2-2. Detweiler at first, nobody out. Here in the top of the fifth. In there, strike three called, and then a quick throw to first, not in time, but the first out recorded as Mitchell is down on strikes. That is now seven strikeouts for Bryn Williams. To the top of the order we go with Alexia Hayden. Here's the pitch. She hits one well to left field, playable. Leipold has it, sizing it up to make the catch, and a quick throw back in. No advance by Detweiler. And just like that, second out recorded, and that brings up Kinzie Meyer. Meyer flew out to center field her first time up, walked and scored in the third. Officially 0-1. The run scored. Takes ball one outside. Detweiler started the inning with a leadoff walk, but Mitchell struck out, and then Hayden flew out to left field as Meyer swings and misses at this offering. The count, one ball and one strike. Again, good crowd. Appreciate everyone coming out and enjoying some Big Seven League softball. Beautiful day, light breeze. Popped up here, right side, playable for Lay at second base, and she makes the catch, and after a leadoff walk, no damage done. So at the end of four and a half innings, Hiawatha with a 6-4 lead on Sabetha as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on KNZA.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Boyle and James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And our broadcast continues from Hiawatha. Big 7 softball, Hiawatha leading Sabetha 6-4 as we hit the bottom of inning number 5. Williams, Morey, and Lay do up this inning for the Red Hawks. They have scored 2 in the first, 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth. And Poe back to work inside the circle for Sabetha as Williams will step in, popped out the second or first time up, and then reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Williams bats from the right side. Williams inside the circle herself has recorded 7 strikeouts on Sabetha hitters. She swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Just 5 hits between these two teams. 10 runs on the board, and then up and in, and swung on and missed. And then Williams can just shake her head at that one, knowing that that was more than certainly a ball. And instead of it being 1-1, it's now 0-2. Here's Poe's 0-2. In there, strike three called. Hits around the outside corner, and quickly one up and one down. You're in the bottom of the fifth. Grace Morey, the center fielder, steps in. 0 for 1 today with a walk. Swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. So Poe has come in, done a nice job in the limited amount of time she's pitched so far, taking over for Alexia Hayden to start last inning. This is ripped to the left side. It's snagged by Edelman. Beautiful stab and a good throw to first base in time for out number two. So two up, two down. Kendra Lay with 0 for 2, a ground out and a foul out. Hiawatha with a 6-4 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Sabetha trying to go 1-2-3. And keep it a two-run lead into the sixth. High and outside from Poe. Ball one to Kendra Lay. Bats from the right side, 0 for 2 today. Bat open on her stance. Ground ball left side. Edelman has it. Plenty of time across the diamond in time. And Sabetha, a nice job there by Poe inside the circle. 1-2-3 goes Hiawatha in the fifth. So we've played five. Hiawatha 6, Sabetha 4. To the sixth we go here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you. But perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the sixth we go here in Hiawatha. Red Hawks 6, Sabetha 4. Edelman, Poe, and Bolts here in the inning for the Blue Jays as they try to rally here in the later innings here in game one of this two-game set. Edelman struck out and had a big 2-RBI double in her second at bat. Came around to score in that three-run inning back in the third. She is 1-for-2, a double, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. She fouls the first pitch back for strike one from Bryn Williams. She's going to foul another one back for strike two. And Williams has been very good. She has given up a couple of runs, but she's only given up two hits. And one of those, of course, off the bat of Edelman. 6-4, top six. Two-strike pitch, low and inside, ball one. And Poe on deck, Bolts in the hole here in the visitor half of inning number six. Williams 1-2. This one is hit well to left field. Going back is Leipold, and that is into the trees. It is absolutely smashed. A solo home run drilled by Laura Edelman. Her second extra base hit of the game. She shouts, "Let's go," as she crosses home, and it's a one-run game. 6-5. And that one, a no-doubter. There's a tree beyond the fence in left field here in Hiawatha. Give it about 15 or 20 yards from the fence, and she hit it high up into the tree. So the second home run we've seen today, the first by Sabetha. And Poe will step in as the score is now 6-5, Hiawatha. Williams trying to get back to work. First pitch to Poe, a little bit low. ball one. That's from the right side. She's got now one of the three hits Poe does. Edelman has two of the three hits. Poe has the other one. This one gets away for ball two. It's 2-0. So Poe struck out looking in the first and then had an RBI single in the third. This one is fouled straight back for strike one. Good pitch there, located on the inside corner. Bryn Williams continues inside the circle. Gave up a leadoff home run to Edelman. And there's a strike on the outside corner, so she's come back nicely here from 2-0 to 2-2. 6-5, it's been good here this afternoon. Here's the 2-2, that one skips in the dirt outside, and the count runs full at 3-2. Here's the 3-2. Upstairs, ball four. So Poe with a walk. Reach base now for a second time in his many at-bats. I think we're going to have a courtesy runner here for the Blue Jays. Since Poe is now pitching for Sabetha, we'll see who they run out there. The Redhawks take their time to so they figure out the courtesy runner here. It's going to be, well, not sure. The roster does not have number four. So, we will just call her the courtesy runner. So the courtesy runner at first. Still nobody out. A bunt shown. Laid down pretty well. Play it first in time. The out is recorded. And the runner gets to second base. That was Aaron Boltz who laid down the sacrifice. So that's the first out. And Hadley Argabright, 0-2 on the day, steps in, takes ball one. Edelman led off the inning with a monster home run to left field. Poe walked, relieved by a courtesy runner, and then a sack bunt there by Boltz. With the tying run now at second base, Argabright swings and misses at that pitch. It's now 1-1. With Haverkamp due up next. Swung on and missed, and the count runs to 1-2. So Sabetha scored one in the first, three in the third, and now one here in the sixth, and there's a swing and a miss, and a big strikeout recorded. 8 strikeouts now on the day for Williams, and there are 2 outs, and it's up to McKenna Haverkamp to try to get that tying run home from second. Haverkamp is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. First pitch by Williams. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Six to five, Hiawatha here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And it's ripped into left field. It's a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third. It was a great throw. The runner will advance to second. Haverkamp does on the throw in. So they hold the courtesy runner at third base. We'll see if it pays off. As now it's up to Trinity Detweiler, the junior second baseman, who fouled out first base side her first time up and then walked in her second at bat. Her team down one, but runners at second and third with two down. She takes low and outside for ball one. Williams trying to get out of the inning with still her team in front. But Sabetha threatening here with two outs. Ground ball left side, it's playable. Lears has it, and a stretch play is gets away from the first baseman, and both runners will score. Lears had a chance to throw out Detweiler to end the inning. The ball gets away. It was a low throw. Both runners score, and Sabetha has taken the lead back. It's now 7-6. Now a quick pause in the action. And that'll go down as E6. It was a low throw by Lears, and a great effort by Twombly at first, but just could not secure it. And there's a snap throw to first, not in time. Detweiler gets back. So now Sabetha has retaken the lead. We have had multiple lead changes here this afternoon, and now Sabetha back in front, 7-6. They have crossed three here in the inning after being down 6-4. There's a strike. In there to Kennedy Mitchell, the right fielder, and make it strike three called. So a nice comeback there to Kennedy Mitchell, but the damage done by Sabetha. They score three, with the highlight being a solo home run by Laura Edelman. So we've played 5.5, Sabetha 7, Hiawatha 6, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
It's time to clean out your freezer and get ready for the Garrett Country Mart 4-day massive meat sale, May 5th through 8th. Come stock up and save on beef, pork, and chicken at prices that Garrett Country Mart has not seen for years. You won't want to miss this massive meat sale, May 5th through 8th. So make room and get ready to stock up and save. Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha will be celebrating their 50th year in business this coming June. Always great food and great experienced people at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Big inning for Sabetha in the top of the sixth. Three runs, two hits, one error by Hiawatha's defense. They left one on base. The highlights: a solo home run by Laura Edelman to lead off that frame. And now, after being down 6-4, Sabetha now finds themselves in front 7-6 as Hiawatha bats here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch by Poe off speed in there to strike, or two-handed Twombly for strike one. Twombly walked in the second and walked in the third. So technically 0-0. And that one high and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Hiawatha, two in the first, three in the third, one in the fourth. They went three up, three down in the fifth. And now find themselves down one with an inning and a half to go. And that one is swung on and missed. And Poe again has done an excellent job here coming in for Hayden. In relief, here's the 1-2. There's a flare to left field, and running in to make the catch is Argabright from center field. It was short left center field, and a running catch by Argabright, and a huge first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Sydney Johansson, the senior catcher, who is 0-for-2 today. Reached on a fielder's choice and then fouled out. Listen. Hope it missed us. It flew right over us. Thought it was going to hit the ceiling. But it's just strike number one. And I'm mentioning Johansson fouling out first base side foul territory her last time up. Here's the pitch by Poe. Slapped into right field, and that drops in for a base hit. So off the end of the bat on a pitch that was outside the plate. And the first hit for Johansson, and she's on with one out. And to the top of the order we go with Darcy Lears. And it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner in for Johansson. That'll be, check the roster here. That is Contreras. We've seen her already earlier in the game. So Contreras takes over at first base. One out. Sabetha with a 7-6 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. The tying run is at first base with one out, and Darcy Lears, who is 0-3, steps in. She shows bunt, puts it down, but it's foul. And the count is 0-1. Interesting play. If it works the way it usually does, and she gets the out and advances the runner, there would be two outs, and then it'd be up to Grace Jones. We'll see if she continues to show the bunt here on 0-1. Here's post pitch. Does not, and swings at this one and fouls it straight back, and now it's 0-2. So expect Lears to not show bunt the rest of this at bat. She grounded out in the first, struck out in the second, and then lined out to the first baseman her last time up, so her fourth attempt at the plate now, again 0-3. Foul ball left side, and we'll do it again at 0-2. So Hiawatha had a 6-4 lead going into this inning, but Sabetha hit him for three to take the lead at 7-6. Here's the pitch by Poe, and it comes inside and hits Lears right around the kneecap. And on a 0-2 pitch, Lears is hit, and now the go-ahead run is at first base with one out. And the tying run, and Contreras, the courtesy runner, moves up to second base for Grace Jones, who is 0-3 with a run scored. She struck out in the first, and the ball got away from the catcher, so she was able to take first, and she scored the first run of the game on a pass ball. Here's the pitch. She shows bunt, lays it down third base side. They try to make the play for third, and not a smart play by Bolts at third, and trying to get a little greedy, and now the bases are loaded with one out. Instead of just making the play for first, she tried to get the lead runner at third, and the speed by Contreras, too much. So Contreras at third, Lears at second, Jones at first, and Paige Campbell, who had a home run in the fourth, steps up with the bases juiced, her team down one here in the bottom of the sixth. What a matchup we got. Poe's first pitch, ground ball, hits off Poe. Gathers, throws it home, not in time, and the game is tied. A line drive shot that caught the thigh of Poe and was able to gather and throw it home, but it's not in time as Contreras scores. It's an RBI single. And the second hit of the day for Campbell, and now we're tied 7-7. And the bases are still loaded with just one out. And now the cleanup hitter, Lakin Leipold, who has two singles, an RBI, and a run scored today. Here's Poe's pitch. Swing and a grounder foul. So the count is 0-1. She singled in a run in the first, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third, and then singled in the fourth, but was thrown out trying to steal second to end that inning. But a chance here to give her team the lead. We're tied at 7 in the bottom of the 6th. One out and the bases are loaded. Count is 0-1 here to Leipold. Post pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's now strike number 2. 0-2 count here for Leipold. Poe taking her time. Big pitch here, 0-2. Foul ball, left side, and nearly caught up against the fence by Bolts, but it hits the dirt, so fortunate there for Leipold to get another opportunity. So we'll do it again at 0-2. Lears at third, Jones at second, Campbell at first. High fly ball, but it's going to tail foul. And we'll do it again at 0-2. So protecting here is Lakin Leipold. Twombly led off the inning, popped out to center field. Johansson singled and then was relieved by Contreras, the courtesy runner. And then a hit by pitch, a fielder's choice and a single. Bases loaded, one out. 7-7 game here in the bottom of the sixth. 0-2. The pitch by Poe. Hit to the left side, foul again. Was well inside, but Leipold got out in front to turn it over the fence and out of play. Still 0-2. Base hit would give her team the lead here late. Here's Poe's 0-2. Ground ball and foul again. So Leipold really battling here with Caitlin Poe, who started out as the designated player and then relieved Alexia Hayden inside the circle a couple of innings ago. Pitched pretty well, but finds herself in a pickle here. She's given up the tying run. And now, still with one out, bases still loaded for Leipold. 7-7 game. Ground ball left side. It's played by Edelman. The throw home, not in time. And now the ball gets away. Another run scores. And everybody's going to advance an extra base. Two runs score. 9-7. Hiawatha takes a two-run lead. Lears from third, and then Jones able to get in from second. Campbell moves up to third, and Leipold driving in a couple as Sabetha multiple times has been a little bit greedy trying to get lead runners when they could have taken an easy out. Don't blame the competitiveness, but it has hurt them here in this inning as three have scored and still second and third and one out. Poe's pitch to Bryn Williams is low for ball one. Williams popped out to second, reached on a fielder's choice, scored in the third, and then struck out her last time up. Now a chance to really blow this game open with potential base hit. Hits this one foul, back up against the fence, and it is 1-1. So another lead change. Coming down the home stretch, Hiawatha trying to end a brief three-game losing streak. Here's Poe's pitch, showing bunt, and then she knocks it in the air. It hits right in front of Poe, and she can't make the play. And it's an infield single, and now, being a little greedy herself, is Williams, who tried to make a run to second base, but she is out easily, but a run does score. As Campbell gets in, so it will be an RBI single by Williams, but then thrown out at second base. And then right now Leipold is at third with now two outs. But four have come across the score, and Hiawatha's lead is 10-7. Here in the bottom of the sixth, and a chance for another run with Grace Morey due up next. So after a brief meeting on the bump with Sabetha and head coach Clayton Tennell. Here we go. Grace Morey steps in. 0-for-2 with a walk today. Her walk was back in the first inning. Since then, a couple of ground outs. Takes one upstairs, ball one. So another lead change, and Hiawatha creating some ground as Sabetha will have one more opportunity after this inning to keep this ball game going. And there's a line drive into left field, and it falls in for a base hit. Morey's going around first, take a chance for second. Oh, and she gets drilled with the ball that's thrown in from center field, and quickly multiple people are out there to check on her. Boy, it is a good thing that these players wear those face masks, because that was dead on with her face mask, with her helmet. Might have caught under the face mask a little bit, but she appears to be okay. As it's an RBI for Morey, as Leipold scores from third. Boy, that was a scary look for a second, but you could tell right away she was okay. She had a smile on her face, but credit the coaches on both corners running out to her real quick to check on her. But she stands at second base. And now it's 11-7 Hiawatha. Edelman a grounder. Cross the diamond in time as Lay will ground out 6-3 to end the inning. But Hiawatha done the deed and did the damage. They cross five and they lead it 11-7 as we hit the final inning here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you the customer are the owner.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, Hiawatha, who was down 7-6 here at home to Sabetha going into the bottom of the sixth inning, they scratch 5 runs on 4 hits and lead it 11-7 as we're now in the top of the seventh, and it's the last chance here for Sabetha to keep this game going. It'll be the top of the order with Hayden, Meyer, and Edelman. And Poe, if one of those three are able to get on, is Williams. Or, correction, I think we have a new pitcher here for the Redhawks. We'll have to double-check that here in a second. And the first pitch is in there to Hayden, strike one. Who scored the first run of the game, walked, stole second, got to third on a flyout, and then scored on a pass ball. Since then, a strikeout and a flyout to center field. Count now 1-1 as it is Johansson who is now pitching, which means someone else is catching here for the Redhawks. There's a line drive, and that's going to find left field for a base hit. So Hayden leads off with a single, but a lot more needs to be done here by Sabetha, down 4 here in the top of the seventh inning, and cannot see who has replaced Johansson at catcher. But now it'll be Kinsey Meyer who steps in. The runner at first, nobody out. A flyout, a walk, and a run scored, and a pop-out. Stolen base attempt. There's the throw, and not in time. Hayden gets under the tag and is in scoring position with nobody out. Meyer took that one upstairs. That was a hard ball to kind of react and throw. It was way up in the zone, so catcher had to jump up and then try to put a throw on target. Hayden's got good speed and really dancing over there at second base now, and here's a throw down to third, and count here on Kinsey Meyer, 2-0. As again, Johansson will try to put this game away. Sabetha needs 4 to keep it going. They have a runner at second with nobody out. There's a high fly ball, playable. Right fielder Campbell coming in, makes the catch, no advance. And there's the first out. Here in the seventh. Now Laura Edelman will step in. So one out, one on. 11-7, Hiawatha. Here in the seventh. Sabetha needs 4 to keep this game moving. Here's the pitch by Johansson. Check swing, but Edelman able to pull back in time. It's 1-0. Edelman led off last inning with a solo home run to left field that was absolutely mashed up in the tree well beyond left field. That one up and in. And the count is 2-0. Outside of that, a two RBI double in the third, and then a strikeout in her first at bat. So statistically, Edelman 2 for 3, a double, a home run, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. She takes up an in ball 3. Caitlin Poe due up next. Infield pretty straight up here for Edelman. Outfield as well. That one in there for strike one. Count moves to 3-1. So Hansen back in the circle. Here's the pitch. And one that's low and inside, but gets the call. Strike two, and the count moves from 3-0 to 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Edelman. Runner at second, one down, top of the seventh. Hiawatha trying to secure the victory. They lead 11-7. Here's the pitch. That is smoked to left center field, and that one hits off the top of the fence, and it stays in play. And it's only a single by Edelman. The run scores. That is incredible. She could stand up there 1,000 times and try to hit a ball off the spot where she did off the fence, and there is no chance that she'd be able to do that again. It's an RBI single, and it's now 11-8. Poe takes strike one, who had an RBI single in the third and then walked and scored in the sixth. Also struck out in the first. And then this one skips in, and that hits Poe. And she will take first base as Edelman moves up to second. So Sabetha not going away quietly. Runners at first and second, one out. They're down 3. Aaron Boltz, the freshman, will step in, who is 0 for 3. Now I think we might get a courtesy runner for Poe at first. So it will be a courtesy runner. Again, it is number 4, who is not on the roster that I got, so... As we did last inning, we will call her the courtesy runner. So the courtesy runner at first, you have Edelman at second, with Boltz up to bat here in the top of the seventh. 11-8 our score, Hiawatha trying to close it out. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Hiawatha again just looking for their third victory of the season. 2-11 entering today. Sabetha came into this one 7-7. Here's the pitch. High and outside. And 1 ball and 1 strike here to Boltz, who popped out to second, has flown out to center, and hit a sack bunt in the sixth. Johansson back to work inside the circle. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. And it's now 1-2. Hiawatha swept the 2 games between Sabetha last year, those finals 14-8 and 5-4. Up 11-8 here in the seventh. Off speed, and it's ripped down the line, but foul. And Boltz will stay alive at 1-2. And the courtesy runner at first, Edelman at second. Edelman's had a big night. A homer, a double, a single, 4 RBIs and 2 runs scored, but her team is down 3. Here's the pitch. Skips in the dirt. Ball 2. Good stop there by the catcher, who I believe finally catching a little bit of that jersey. I think it's Twombly who is now catching. Here's the pitch. Off the end of the bat, and it lands into center field, a base hit. And everyone will stop after one base. So now the bases are loaded as Boltz on 2 strikes comes through with a single. Edelman to third. Courtesy runner at second. Bolts at first. And the go-ahead run has reached the batter's box. Hadley Argabright, 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Her team down 3 here in the top of the 7th. Bases loaded, 1 out. First pitch by Johansson. High fly ball, left field, playable. Leipold has it, makes the catch. Here's a throw, but the run will score. It's a sacrifice fly, a chance for an out at third. They got her! The runner tried to advance, the courtesy runner from second. The run does score, but the game is over. A double play ends it as Hiawatha wins it 11-9, as there's a discussion over there with the third base umpire and the coach. But nothing will change, and Hiawatha wins it 11-9. We'll wrap it up when we come back.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Hiawatha holds on to win it here at home against Sabetha. Big 7 League Volleyball. Final score, softball, 11-9 is the score. And boy, this was a fun game. It was back and forth, multiple lead changes. Sabetha down 4. Going into the final inning, was able to scratch off a couple, but a sacrifice fly that turned into a double play ends the ball game as the rally comes up short as Hiawatha wins it again 11-9. 11 runs, 7 hits, 4 left on base. They also had 1 error defensively. And for Sabetha, 9 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and they left 4 on base. Hiawatha led 2-1 after the first inning. Both teams scored 3 in the third, so it was a 5-4 Hiawatha lead after 3. They would add one more in the fourth inning. A home run by Paige Campbell made it 6-4. Both teams went scoreless in the fifth, but then the sixth inning came around. Sabetha scored 3 and retook the lead by 2, but then retook the lead by 1. It was 7-6. After the top of the sixth, but Hiawatha really won it in the bottom of the sixth. They tallied 5 runs on 4 hits, led it 11-7 at that point. Against Sabetha, scratched a couple of runs in the top of the seventh, but a double play ends it, and Hiawatha gets their third win of the year. So they are now 3-11 overall, now 3-8 in Big 7 league play. With the loss, Sabetha drops to 7-8, and now 5-6. In league play. A couple of highlights from this one. Boy, Sabetha, despite the loss, got an incredible outing offensively from Laura Edelman. She was 3-for-4, a single, a double, a home run. She drove in 4 runs and scored 3 times. There was also another home run in the game. That was Paige Campbell, as we mentioned, for Hiawatha. That was the lone run in the fourth inning. She also had a nice day. She scored 4 times, went 2-for-3 with a walk, a home run, and a single. She drove in 2 as well, and a couple of hits for Lake and Leipold. She had an RBI single in the first, a single in the fourth, and then had 2 runs score as well with a couple runs driven in. So that's going to do it for us here today. Again, appreciate everyone who listened. It was a great ball game to broadcast, and it was back and forth. But Hiawatha wins it. Again, the final lines, 11 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 4 left on base, again for Hiawatha, and then Sabetha, 9 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and they left 4 on base. Again, they'll play another one here, but that'll do it for our broadcast. Up next, after their second game, Both teams will be back in action on Monday next week. Hiawatha will host Jefferson West, and for Sabetha on Monday, they will be back in action as well. So, again, final tallies. Hiawatha, 11 runs, 7 hits, an error, 4 left on base. Sabetha, 9 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on base. For Kirk Kilman in studio, appreciate his hard work as always. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening to another edition of High School Softball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.